The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Paperback Writer.
Hello and welcome to Recipe Records Radio Show. This is your show for food and music. This is your host, Lena Stagg. I am the author of the Recipe Records Cookbook Series. If you would like more information on those fabulous cookbooks, go to my website, www.recipe.com. You can also find information there about my children's books, too, and any other kind of information is there about my blog or other radio show episodes. I have quite a number of episodes that have built up, so there's lots of things that might appeal to you. This is episode 5 in my Evansville Local Authors series. I am interviewing several of the local authors in the Evansville area, the tri-state area. We have a group of Evansville local authors that meet monthly and perform forums for those in the community that are looking to write a book or looking to publish a book. And it's a great, great sort resource for writers or authors to be with our group. You can find us on Facebook. The page is Evansville Local Authors. Like our page, and you can get all of the updates that we have for our upcoming forums. We do have a forum tomorrow night. Tomorrow's June 23rd at 6 o'clock at St. Paul's United Church of Christ, which is off, I think, Michigan and 11th off of St. Joe Avenue. And our topic tomorrow night is social media for authors. So it will be really informative. And this is just a great group of individuals that you will just enjoy being around. Everyone is so talented, and it is just super fun. One of the special authors that are in our group is a friend that I am so proud to call her a friend. We've been friends for quite some time. Her name is Patricia Easley, but I call her Patty. She is the author of 13 children's books. She's been writing books for quite some time, and they are inspired by her beautiful granddaughter. She's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. I want to invite you to call into the show if you are listening live. If you call into the show, you will win a free copy of Little Dog in the Sun. That is one of my children's books, and I'd love to give a dozen of those away. So if you're listening live, please call in 602-753-1768. And I am going to see if I am connected to Patricia. I'm going to call her Patty. I'm sure she would love for you to call her Patty too. She is a beautiful individual, and I have really enjoyed knowing her. She has a wonderful sense of humor and just a very very warm human being, and very, very excited to have her on the show today. Hello, Patty. Are you connected?
I certainly am. And I
also wanted to say
social media is important for all of us and those in radio land who are writers. It's so important that we figure out how to use it, of which I am still in the process of learning.
It's a daily lesson, absolutely. It's very overwhelming, to be honest.
Yes, amen.
And the game changes every day also. So it's a lot of, you do meet a lot of great people that way, though, and connect with people that really enjoy your work. So, Patty, have you always lived in Evansville? Did you grow up here?
No. We moved here in 2000. My husband's job moved here, and I do get to reinvent myself every time he moves. But I am a psychiatric social worker, so I've worked in hospital settings, basically have done private practice, and also worked at Southwestern when we first moved. I love my work, but I am retired now and love retirement.
Absolutely. Well, I've been asking all of the authors that come on the show, what's something that they love to do or a place they love to go to in Evansville?
Well, I had talked with you previously. I love the downtown and the riverfront that we have now, such a beautiful place to walk and to be. I like Haney's Corner. There's so many new things that have been popping up all around that area. I tutor at Patchwork Central near Haney's Corner, so that's fun. I love Newburgh and all it offers, but Evansville on its own, downtown, we have so much now for people to do and see. I'm not certain people know the beauty of what we do have.
I agree, and I think people just get busy with their day-to-day survival mode, and you forget to take time to look around, and I know that I'm guilty of that sometimes as well. I have to agree with you about the downtown area, and Haney's Corner is super cool. I wanted to mention, I was looking at the Victory Theater event list that's coming up, and the Victory Theater is also on the downtown Main Street area, and it is a beautiful theater, absolutely beautiful, and I am so excited that Weird Al is going to be performing there on Tuesday, June 28th. And I have a Weird Al story because when my boys were little, I took them to see Weird Al, and we had second row seats, and they were little. They were like, you know, fifth grade and seventh grade or fourth and sixth grade, and they had all their buddies with them, and so we had a, you know, row of seven little boys at a Weird Al concert, and lo and behold, Weird Al gets off stage and goes walking around and singing one of his, quote, love songs, and he sits in my lap and puts a scarf around my neck and sings this. Of course, it was gibberish, some gibberish love song that was ridiculous, and everyone was making fun of me. And my boys were devastated. I know to this day they are still struck by that vision of Weird Al sitting in my lap. So So I was a little excited when I saw that he was coming here next week and reflecting upon my previous experience with man. But I encourage everybody to go see him. He really is a great, great entertainer. He's really very, very talented. But there's lots of things in Evansville that are out there. You just have to kind of look around and persevere in looking on social media and finding out what's happening. And if you don't do that, then you're going to miss out on something really exciting. And another place in Evansville, which Patty is very well informed of, is the Freedom Heritage Museum. And Patty, why don't you tell us a little bit about the museum and what they requested of you?
Oh, I would love to. The Freedom Heritage Museum has this wonderful mascot. It's a real live dog named OD, which is olive drab for what people wore in the service during World War II. And I got the privilege of being able to write Miss OD's book. So I have a book entitled The Mighty Mascot, Miss OD, that not only talks about her and some of her issues, since she was a runt of the litter, but also her ability to salute, her ability, she's now a sergeant, and all that she does at the museum as the mascot. So she does very well. All of the places that were in Evansville during World War II that have done so much and worked together, our community had worked together so well during that time period. So I enjoyed getting to meet Miss OD and then being able to write her story.
And the book is just beautiful. I have it in front of me. I love, love, love this book. And I do have two little dogs that I really love. But boy, Miss OD stole my heart when I saw her at our book event in April, I think. And Miss OD came, and she is the most adorable little dog. And to watch her salute, climb up on that ammo box and salute, it was so freaking cute. And is the Freedom Heritage Museum open to the public now?
It's not open yet. It's, if you drive along 41, you can see the area that is in process of being the Freedom Heritage Museum. So it will be soon, and I'm sure everyone will be notified when Miss OD has her permanent home at, well, she lives with her parents, of course, but she will be there most of the time. So that will be
that
nice.
I can't wait to see that. Your book is just adorable. You did a very, very good job. Just love the rhyming story, and the illustrations are beautiful as well. Where can people see your book and pick up a copy?
Oh, right now they can get it downtown at the River City
Mercantile.
So that will be one place. I do sell on Amazon. I do have a email that you can contact, and I do have a web page. But the easiest thing would be to go down there. If you just want to look at the book and pick it up and hold it, that would be the best for now. I only have 6 books down there now. I have 13 total, and I'd keep changing. So it might be good to go frequently to see which new books are out and on the shelf down there. So that would be
right.
Fun.
Right, and you can see all of Patty's books on Amazon, and isn't that right?
Yes.
Am I correct on that? Okay. So you can find all of her books on Amazon, and you can purchase them there, or if you send her an email, and her email address is Miata Patty, MIATAPATTI, 1947 at AOL.com, Patty will definitely make sure that you get the books that you want and show you any books that you might inquire about. All of her store, all of her children's stories are very touching and have a great message and a lesson for children these days. And I'm assuming, I always hate to assume, but I'm assuming that your background and your work in social work gave you a lot of experience and a lot of, you saw a lot of issues that affected children, and that helped, I would guess, to give you ammunition
definitely.
For your books.
Yes, when you read them, you know what my background is. I do have one on self-esteem for little kids. It's entitled I Am. I have one on the seeds of prejudice and racism, Super Bean, about a green bean who kicks everyone out of the soup, only to find no one likes their veggie soup without other vegetables but a green bean. So that one's kind of fun. And then I have those that are connected with the Master Gardener program. I sell there at their events. The Monarch Butterfly on Fairy Wings. Microbe, which is the microbe that lives in the compost mound. Little boys love that one because they say it's so gross. Read it again. So I read that one many times. And then Brisa and the Bumblebee, which is about bees. I like the alliteration when you're teaching kids language and reading, so it has bumblebee. And then The Wicked Witch of Drought, which is about water and the necessity for water. My first one has music, This Old Goat, which is imagination and beginning to just imagine what life would be like on a flying goat to go around the world and see different things. But it's sung also by Rachel Bamanek, who did a great job of singing. I have The Right to Bear Arms is about grandmothers who get together once a year and use their arm flaps to fly together to visit their grandkids. And then I've got another Brisa Mona Lisa about travel. Maida, Molly, and Me is dealing with religious tolerance. A Muslim, Jewish, and Christian little girl are playing together and talking together about different faiths. And then I have The Christmas Cape, which is about a little girl who wants to be a superhero. My granddaughter asked for the cape, sees it coming before Christmas, no one's around, opens the package, pretends she's flying, and then goes outside, sees an eagle hit by a car that's shaking. She puts the cape on the eagle, and then it's gone. She doesn't have it anymore because animal rescue comes. So then she's got to think about what she did. But the eagle appears to her in a dream and tells her she is a superhero, the best in the land. So that's, I'm sure I'm forgetting a book here. My poor books get like stepchildren, and I forget one or the other one since I have 13.
Well,
no, but it's been
do you
fun.
Have, I'm assuming that your granddaughter, Brisa, has all of them and loves all of them.
Yes.
Do you know if there's a particular one that she's fond of?
Well, of course, since her name is Brisa, she likes the two Brisa books a lot and thought she was a bumblebee for a while. So she went as Christmas when she was three as a bumblebee. So when she just turned three. So that's one of her favorite. But she also likes some of the others, Super Bean and I Am, and On Fairy Wings, the one about monarch butterflies. So it just depends on what mood she's in. What usually at night when I'm there, she wants me to read all of them, which she knows is going to make it so she can stay up longer. Figures this out.
Very so cute. That's fun. Very cute. How old is she and where does she live?
She is five and she lives in San Francisco, which is where I got the idea of the Wicked Witch of Drought, because all the kids there know about the scarcity of water. And it's also because I've flown out there enough and I sat over the wing of airplanes where I got my idea for the right to bear arms. I mean, shoot, I'm watching those flaps go up and I've got my own, so why am I in the plane, you know?
Cute. Very cute. Well, do you have any new books on the horizon?
Brisa and I are working on Iggy the iPad, which is about an iPad that she gets lost inside and we can't find her. And by doing that, she wears the iPad out. It has no energy. Obviously has to be replugged. But when she's in there, she goes everywhere. She can fly. She can go under the sea. She can go anywhere. But the point of the book is that to be a good friend, you have to have some space, too. You can't totally be with Iggy all the time. He needs space, and so does she. So that's one that I am working on right now.
That is
fabulous. I have
another
one, yeah, about a duck in the pond that I'm working on as we speak, too.
Oh,
so if you have
awesome.
Two, then you can't be stuck in one. You go to the other.
That's a good plan. That's a really good plan. Well, I am very in awe of how well you've written the books, and the message comes through so well. And there's so many issues facing children today. I think it's a lot worse than when I was a child. I particularly the Maida, Molly,
and me.
And me, okay? I didn't have it in front of me. That book, explain a little bit of how the story goes in that book and how it relates to what's happening today.
Well, the Muslim, the Jewish, the Christian little girl play, their mothers play, and they talk about their faith systems, that each of them have different days that they honor God. And then they talk about some religious holidays, what life is like going to church, and what they themselves see as very important in their faith systems. And it ends with, and then we see that God's love is big and wide and holds us all inside. So if we see someone new, we invite them to join us because they're God's child too. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's what that one is about. And it's actually, it's been a pretty good, it's been a book that has soul. And I did win some kind of award out of a firm in New York for Maida, Molly, and me. So that was kind of nice, too.
Wow, that's fabulous. I know that you do give a lot of programs and readings at different places. Are you still available to
programs? Yes, I love that. And it depends, you know, if the teaching lesson is on something in nature, composting, water, monarchs, bees, I can do a program with you on that. If it's about teaching tolerance and acceptance, I can do one on that. If it's about self-esteem and helping kids feel good about themselves, I've got books about that. So it just depends on what, on travel. My other Brisa book is about travel in Italy and France. Brisa Mona Lisa lives atop the Tower of Pisa. And then how she lives with a cricket who plays Mozart, and the cricket gets sick. And so she calls on her friend, Dr. Who, H-O-O, who lives with a friend in the Tower of France. And so they come and help the cricket, Bartholomew, who is sick. So that's
well, I just love your creativity. The stories are so charming, and you did such a great job. How long does it take you to write one of those books?
It depends on whether the spirit has knocked me over, and then
that
I
old
can
muse.
Write it.
Yeah, I hear from the muse occasionally.
Yeah, it's
a lot
hard
less lately.
When you don't hear from him, it becomes more of a struggle. But when the muse hits and you get ideas, and I can get ideas from anything, any place, then it's a little faster. But one has to keep rewriting, you know, and you know
yes.
that. You get it out, and then you read it, and you think, oh, my. And so you have to
yes.
do a lot of rewrite. So
exactly.
Then
exactly.
Yes, it takes longer.
And then you get the pictures in, and then you think, oh, I need to kind of change a few words around to match the picture.
Right.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to change the picture to fit the word or the word to fit the picture. And once you've got a picture, I have a great illustrator, but once you've got that, you really don't want him to have to totally redo the picture, although he's
right.
done that for me. He's done that.
I'm scared to ask my artist to do anything over.
Well, it's a little scary when you know how long it takes to do each single picture. And
yes.
It does.
Yes. And yeah, and then you might not ever get another picture. So
that's right.
So
yes, you got that fear too.
I'm always very cautious. But
yes.
Okay, Patty, so tell us again how the people can follow you on social media, and tell us your website and your Facebook information and anything else.
My website, and that has been a little more difficult to get into, is the HTTP /m67633.wix.com /Patricia Easley. My email, I mean, the website has wonderful pictures and little pictures of the story, and you hear the video from my first book, or my email. I am on Facebook, and I do have an author page on Facebook. I have been on Goodreads, but that one's not quite up to snuff right now. And then I sell on Amazon.com. So that's the
and
email.
You...
Go on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the email locally is the best way to reach me because it takes long to go through Amazon. Email, you can just email me and I can arrange a place to pick to deliver or send the books that you want locally. Or downtown at River City Mercantile also is a good place.
Yes, and if you are at the River City Mercantile, in the back of her, I know in the Mighty Mascot, Miss Odie, there is a contact information on the back page of her book, and there's information also to follow Sergeant Odie, and more all kinds of information. So I really recommend that you check out the River City Mercantile. There are a large number of Evansville local authors who have a book section inside the store, and I think there's 15 maybe. So
yeah,
lots of local authors and very talented. We're very fortunate to have so many talented authors in Evansville. You always hear about the talented musicians and artists, and I think sometimes authors get a little overlooked, and we might not be as exciting.
But we
are. You have to look at our work to get excited, and I think authors tend to be a little introverted. That's one reason, like, I like radio, because I can really dress up and look good on
the
radio show. So,
and
it's
who you
that's
interview
very nice.
Also can be dressed up so nicely.
yeah, we're dolled up.
Yeah.
We are set for the
division.
We are set for town. Well, that is going. We're going to have to wrap it up for today. I am so proud to have you on the show, Patty. We've been friends a long time, and I've been wanting to do this and get the information out about your wonderful children's stories. They're just they just have a really good message, and you any listeners would be wise to pick up some of these books and share them with your grandchildren, your neighbor children, your sister's cousin's child. They have a great message. They're super, super great message and adorable. And the Mighty Mascot, Miss O.D., is fantastic. So watch for the opening of the Freedom Heritage Museum and pick up a copy of that book while you can, because I'm sure they're going to they're going to fly off the shelves. So you will really enjoy it. Well, thank you so much, Patty, for being on.
Yeah.
And I will see you tomorrow.
Right,
sure.
Right. And thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
It's been a good time. It's the best 30 minutes of my day.
Yes. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Recipe Records is food for thought, food for the soul, food for the love of rock and roll.
Paperback, right, paperback, right,
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.